Chapter 8.
Please, stop now. Please.
I died 3 more times over the next 2 days. You would think I'd get used to it, that the constant deaths would build up a tolerance to the pain. The opposite was true. The 2 minutes and 20 seconds of hellfire after each death was a longer and longer ordeal each time. It made me make mistakes. Each time I died, I lost half of my experience to the next level. I managed to kill 2 crabs this last time before they overwhelmed me, leaving me at a point where I just needed to kill 2 more to get to level 2. Bast's movements were irregular, however, and sometimes I'd open the door to find the outside. Inside. World in turmoil. One time the kaiju rolled over and the entire world outside the room spun, leaving the door facing the wall of the intestine for a few moments. Still, I suspected Bast did have a regular schedule. What seemed irregular and random was a cycle that would repeat. I observed, noting his movements using the virtual scratch pad in my memory. Eventually, I found it. He'd move around for 2 hours, culminating in some sort of tussle where he completely rolled over a few times. Then he'd sleep for 2 hours, leaving the world outside the base relatively calm. It was during this time that I was able to go outside. The giant, train-like parasites that moved about Bast were not on any sort of regular schedule that I could see. Fortunately, I had my surgery warning set, so a waypoint popped up when a major infestation appeared within 100 meters of me. As a result, I had a few seconds of warning before one rushed by. The second time I had died out here, I'd been too slow to scramble back into the base as one came rocketing down the intestine. It had paused before me, its massive, round mouth sucking me in like a piece of spaghetti. When I'd regenerated 2.5 minutes later, it remained right outside the door, still crunching on my dead body. The crabs were like any other neutral mob in a game. They left me alone unless I attacked or hurt one, and then they swarmed over me in seconds. They were probably nothing more than a minor nuisance to high-level players. I needed to come up with an alternative plan. I needed a weapon. Preferably a gun. Sniping them from the doorway would probably work if I found something that penetrated liquid. But none of the weapons in Anatoly's closet were lootable. So that plan was useless. My next best option would be to try to explore Bast. Maybe find something else I could kill. Or better yet, find a way out of the monster altogether and somehow make my way back to Medina. I was sure if I could get back there, I'd be able to level much more easily. Banksy died just about every 2 to 4 hours. It wasn't consistent. He'd die, and I'd use the soul power to cast Reconstitute on myself. The worm didn't talk so much anymore, though he did sometimes make a comment as he died.
Oh, I'm so hungry, Daddy. It hurts so much.
I didn't have a clock, but I did have the 24-hour countdown in the channel menu for the TV display. Ruth's screen was just static with an out-of-range notification that second day. I knew she was supposed to be on an airplane right around then, so I assumed that was the issue. Mary's feed was pure heartbreak. Anatoly had sent her a text, pretending it was me. Fucking hell. I wasn't sure exactly what it had said, but it was something along the lines of, "I know you've been cheating on me, I'm leaving and I'm never coming back, don't try to find me, fuck you." I watched as she dialed my phone over and over, each time getting a message saying the mailbox was full. She would alternate this with call after call to my address book as I listened and watched. She was at the point where she was calling people I went to high school with, those I hadn't talked to in decades. I felt goddamned helpless at her panic. I listened to her talk to her mother. She'd called the police earlier, but they wouldn't do anything. Not yet.
His fucking daughter is supposed to move in with us today, and I just can't take it. I don't know what to do.
She'd logged into my phone account and used the tracking option, but it had been turned off the day before I even visited Anatoly. He'd gotten into my account, erasing all evidence we ever talked. After he sent that last text, he'd nuked the phone. I am going to kill you. I am going to tear you to shreds. The next day was worse. Each day I watched for an hour and then had to wait 24 hours before I could watch again, meaning each day I started watching an hour later than the day before. It was early evening on this third day when I was finally able to log back into the video system. I sat on the floor constructing the cage as I watched my daughter, Ruth, rush from the house, screaming, dragging her duffel bag.
Fuck you! You can just go fuck yourself!
I'd missed whatever set her off. She'd been fighting with Mary. Those two had never gotten along. I'd been worried about how they'd react to each other when I was home and a buffer between the two. With me gone, with their stress levels maxed out, a blowout was inevitable. Ruth wasn't Mary's daughter. Mary hadn't wanted her to move in at all. She'd only agreed because I'd begged, promising it'd be temporary until Ruth found a job.
I don't think I can even look at her, Duke. She killed my son. She killed our son.
That's not fair, I'd replied. I watched Mary throw herself onto her bed, crying. Ruth stormed out onto the street, swearing under her breath. Later, I watched, helpless, as she approached a group of men at a bus stop. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Hey, any of you guys got...
Your feed is finished for the day.
God damn it!
I tried not to think of it as I went back to work on my trap. I tried, but I couldn't concentrate. Falling into the fire was no worse than this. Still, I had work to do. I couldn't use anything in the base for supplies, so I'd climbed out and waded through the river, picking out random bits of bone and long, stringy ropes that I believed to be dead parasites. The earthworm-like husks were fat and stretchy, more like gummy worms than real ones. I had to be careful not to even brush up against the crabs or they'd swarm. I'd throw the bits up through the open door and pull myself back in when the intestines swayed low enough for me to grab at the entranceway. My hands shook as I finished the cage, wrapping the sinewy worms around the bone. I was obsessed with that 24-hour countdown, but maybe it would be better if I didn't watch it all. There was nothing I could do, and watching the pain of my wife and child was just making it worse. Much worse. I'd found that the crabs loved the food from the food boxes. I'd tossed a pear down into the muck, and they'd eaten it in seconds. With that knowledge, I'd built three crab traps. The first was much too weak, and even though I'd managed to entrap two of the bird skull monsters, they'd ripped their way out in seconds. The second trap was built twice as strong, and they still managed to claw their way out. This was my third attempt, and if they could break out of this one before I hauled it up, this whole venture was useless. Anything sturdier would be too heavy. This time, the human food box provided a bunch of grapes. I tossed a few of them into the bone trap and dropped the whole thing over the edge of the doorway and into the river of effluent, all connected to a rope of tied-together tapeworm corpses. The crabs swarmed the trap. I pulled, dragging the makeshift line back up. Crabs cascaded off the box, but as I managed to wrangle it back through the doorway, I had five of the little fuckers trapped within, all desperately attempting to get out. I hauled the box into the room and popped the top off. I smashed the crabs one by one with my boot as they swarmed out of the cage.
Level up. You are now level 2. Upgrades available.
Yes. I repeated the process multiple times. By the time I was level 5, the crabs had stopped giving any noticeable experience at all. They still gave a good jolt of soul power, though. They also became wary of the trap. In theory, Anatoly couldn't see my level. I had to use that to my advantage. I needed to hide the trap, but I didn't want to just toss it. I jumped back down into the river, giving the crabs a wide berth. Luckily, their aggro wasn't activated. The underside of the base was pocked and pitted, like the slimy walls of a tidal cave. I found a good nook and shoved the cage in as far as it could go. Something screamed in the distance, sounding surprisingly human, making me work faster. I didn't know if it would stay when Bast was in one of his more active moods, but it was the best I could do. Shivering and dripping with monster shit, I scrambled back into the apartment. I needed to pick my upgrades.